Kamala Harris screwed seniors with skyrocketing Medicare premiums. By Americans for Limited Government. Sponsored, on September 10, 2024. The following content is sponsored by Americans for Limited Government. At the second first presidential debate, Vice President Kamala Harris will claim she capped prescription drug costs so that she can say she took on big drug companies. Sure enough, ahead of her debate, Harris released a new list of policies on her campaign website. She claims, just as she did as vice president, she will take on Big Pharma to lower drug prices. But what she's not telling you is that her policies in one consequential vote is making seniors' wallet sweep. As vice president, Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote that's now making seniors' Medicare Part D premiums skyrocket faster than a SpaceX rocket. The Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, might as well be renamed the Inflation of Medicare Premiums Act. The IRA or IMPA has increased seniors' Medicare Part D premiums by more than 20% this year and will increase their premiums by more than 50% next year. And it could be even higher, some say double. And to hide the premium hikes on seniors right before the election, the Biden-Harris administration is bailing out Part D insurers with billions in taxpayer dollars from the Medicare Trust Fund. But wait, there's more. This act didn't just tweak the numbers, it created a new $3 billion bureaucracy so big that it could probably be seen from space. This isn't just about higher premiums, it's about government bureaucrats playing doctor, deciding what medicines are covered for your ailments. And if you thought that was the limit of this legislative misadventure, think again. They've siphoned off $300 billion from Medicare. Not for your grandparents' heart medication, but for EV subsidies and health care for illegal immigrants. Kamala Harris must believe electric cars and illegal immigrants' health are more important than your grandparents' health. Harris might claim she's fighting for you, but her policies? They're fighting seniors' bank accounts. Trump has a plan to make health care great again, not just for the elite, but for every American senior. Trump will dismantle the giant healthcare bureaucracy created by this administration and kick out the government bureaucrats that Kamala Harris put in charge of deciding what kind of healthcare you can have. He'll implement the Trump rebate rule, which cuts out the middlemen and says that all price discounts negotiated between drug and insurance companies will only go to patients and seniors. In plain English, that means your drug discounts go to you. Not some insurance exec's bonus or some EV made in China. So, as we gear up for tonight's debate, remember, it's not just about who can demagogue on drug prices louder. Here's hoping for a healthcare comeback that doesn't require grandma and grandpa to take out a new reverse mortgage. It's about who's got your back when it comes to those healthcare bills and can make American healthcare great again.